I don't think it's bad to look back and admit the truth. I don't think it is. I don't think it makes you a bad person. I don't think it means you care about people less. I don't think it means you are trying to hurt someone. I don't think any of that.
We can't value ourselves at our true value and the work we've put in until we compare and contrast it to other people. That dude is not a good man. And I can't fully embrace how good of a man I've become unless I look at how not of good men I grew up around.
Welcome to Next Level University. I'm your host, Kevin Palmieri.
And I'm your co-host, Alan Lazarus.
At NLU, we believe in a heart-driven but no BS approach to holistic self-improvement for dream chasers.
Our goal with every episode is to help you level up your life, love, health, and wealth.
We bring you a new episode every single day on topics like confidence, self-belief, self-worth, self-awareness, relationships, boundaries, consistency, habits, and defining your own unique version of success.
Self-improvement in your pocket, every day, from anywhere, completely free.
Welcome to Next Level University. Next Level Nation, welcome back to another episode of Next Level University, where we help you level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. I don't know what's going on. My brain is not connecting very well this morning. I did not sleep very well, so everything is Jeff.
If you didn't find that next word, that would have been classic.
I was going to say nation, because that's the thing about it. When you do it so often, you don't think about it. So it's almost like if you said, hey, I need you to do it just off the top of your mind, I need to do the whole thing.
I know.
It's weird. It's a weird thing. We hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode. Episode number 1702, if now isn't the right time, when will it be? Today, for episode number 1703, hopefully we can add some value. Your parents aren't who you thought they were. Okay. Obviously, this is a very potentially heavy episode. And the reason I wanted to do this episode is because many of your intricacies, many of your strengths, many of your positive traits are because of your parents. But also, many of your insecurities, many of your traumas and your triggers, many of your limiting beliefs are probably also from your parents / caregivers / family. I had a moment, Alan, with you, this was a couple of years ago, where you and I were talking about our past. And I was talking about a family that I really, really cared about from my past, the family that I had spent a lot of time with. And I had this moment where I looked back with you and I said, oh my goodness, the whole family was alcoholics. I just never knew it. Mm-hmm. I never knew it. Every night after work, it would be a bottle of wine and a six-pack of Twisted Tea every single night. I never understood it because they were really good people. And they always treated me super well, and they were kind, and they were supportive, and they were awesome. But they had their stuff, for sure. Mm-hmm. I just never knew that everybody had their stuff. I remember I went to the doc, so I, too much information maybe? Well, yeah, I won't say it. I got a procedure done at the doctor's office. And my natural tendency is to, like, let's have a deep conversation.
Love it.
And I had it was great, hyper-conscious conversation. I had a great conversation with a doctor, and I had a moment where I used to think doctors knew everything, about everything. Mm-hmm. And they know a lot about some things, just like everybody knows a lot about something. But I had another similar moment where it was like, oh my goodness, you know a lot about what you know a lot about, but outside of that, you probably don't. I think when we're young, we put everybody up on a pedestal, especially our caregivers, because we probably want the amount of certainty needed, and you give yourself that certainty by saying, this person is this, 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 they have it all figured out, and then eventually, when you get to a similar age, you realize that really nobody has it figured out. Nobody really knows what they're doing. you know more about what you're doing today than you did yesterday, but I don't know if anybody really has it all. Nobody has it all figured out. So the goal in today's episode is to look back and just allow yourself to take people off of the pedestal. Because as you get older, you start to realize that maybe you've put in more work than your caregivers have. Best example of this, for me at least, I met my dad for the first time when I was 27, and we met at a diner. We got lunch together. It's a whole story. We'll go into it in maybe a different episode. I don't want to take up too much time explaining it, but I was really nervous that meeting my dad was going to make me hate him more. And I had a moment where I was sitting across from him and I said, "Oh my goodness, you are a child. You're a child, and I have done so much more work on myself than you have ever done on yourself. You could not catch me if you tried. You're a child. You're very underdeveloped. You can barely spell when you text me. It didn't make any sense to me. It didn't land at the time. And then when I started reflecting, it was, oh, you're just somebody who just hasn't done that, just any work on yourself. That's it. And that really helped me empathize more, but it helped me understand more that everybody is going through something. I just don't think we see it when we're younger because we've never really been through the full cycle of growing through something yet. So you don't really know what it's like. So in that moment when I met my dad, there never really was a pedestal. But if you want to talk about removing somebody from the pedestal, that was it for me. I could never look at him the same way after that. Ever. It's talk about a not great first impression of meeting someone. That was huge for me. That was huge for me. I don't know what would have happened if I met him and he was like a doctor or a lawyer or something. I don't know. But that's a really good example, for me at least, to share.
Good for you, man, because what Kevin just did there is call a spade a spade. Most people never do that with their parents. And as a coach who's coached so many people, I never understood how important that is. Facing your past and seeing it more accurately. It's. I always use this analogy. Finding Nemo came out in 2003. I rode my bike to the movies to see that movie. We were actually trying to see a different movie. I forget which one. And then we were so upset because we missed it. And we ended up seeing Finding Nemo, which ended up being the best. What a great movie. And you see that movie again as an adult. That was my second date with Emilia. I set it up and we rented Finding Nemo. She actually texted me last night about some of the texts from our second date. It was really cute. But anyways, so when you rewatch a film that you saw as a kid, as an adult, you see it completely differently. So you have to do the same thing. You don't have to do anything. You should do the same thing with your past. That's why therapy is so valuable. You go back into your past in a safe space that's private, and you can call a spade a spade. Oh, I didn't even realize they were alcoholics. Yeah. Because when you're a kid, your parents are your heroes, whether it's conscious or not. And I'll never forget, there's this place we get sushi called Kyoto, and next to it is a liquor store. And Emilia and I were picking up sushi. This was probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. And I had this moment where I got super triggered. There was this guy who was clearly wasted, driving in, parks next to us. I never park next to this place anymore. And he gets out of the car and he grabs his little girl. She's this cute little blonde girl. She's dressed in pink and she looks up to him so much, you can see it. And he brings her into the liquor store. Comes out with a bottle and a brown bag. And I just had this flashback of that daughter looks up to him. He is her hero. And he is such a terrible role model. He's wasted and he's driving drunk with his daughter in the car, and he's clearly spending money they do not have on alcohol. And that gets me really triggered and emotional. I don't know whether I get angry or sad or both. But there are people in my past, I'll give you one example. No one in my past ever called this person alcoholic. Not one. And this person, I'll keep anonymous, drank an 18-pack of Michelob Ultra per day. To the point where there was actually a joke. There was a joke that was a running joke that she would buy beer before she'd buy diapers. And it was actually a joke to where everyone thought that was actually funny. And by the way, she drank less than everyone else. So when you reflect on your past, maybe it's not going to be as dark and ominous as mine. It probably won't be. But what I will say is you have to call a spade a spade. And that doesn't mean there isn't any good people in my past. I need to make that clear. There's some bright spots, but there's way more dark spots than bright spots. And I was not free until I went back and faced my past. And so if you've ever seen the movie The Lion King, it's my favorite movie for a reason. Father dies when Simba is young. And he runs away and runs from his trauma. Runs from his truth, runs from his past. And then it's Hakuna Matata, which is no worries, pretend nothing matters, which is the dumbest mentality ever, by the way. And then eventually by the end of the film, he meets up with Nala, which is someone from his past, and she says, what happened to you? Why don't you take responsibility? You're supposed to be someone great. You're supposed to face the past. We're all starving. And Scar, the Uncle Scar, is ruling the Pride Lands and basically a horrible leader. It's a metaphor. And you're supposed to come and help us instead of this whole frolicky, take no responsibility crap that gets super romanticized, by the way. And trust me, I did that for many years. Well, it's not my responsibility, so screw it. Let's just have a blast. Let's party. If you can't fix it, party. Did that for a long time. That doesn't work. So you got to face your past. And so you go back and Simba goes back and he's still acting like a little cub. And Scar is lying to everyone saying, you killed Mufasa, you killed your father. And Simba eventually finds out the truth that Scar actually was the one who killed him. And he stops acting like a cub and he actually fights Scar. And he has the courage to stand up to Scar and become who he was meant to be. And so, anyways, The Lion King's an unbelievable movie, and it's a metaphor. The reason why it's an unbelievable movie, it's a metaphor for all of us. We're supposed to go back and face our past. You had to go back and face your dad, and if you hadn't, you wouldn't be this man.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Next Level Nation, what is happening? If you've thought to yourself, I want to try coaching, but you don't really know where to start, group coaching would be a wonderful place for you. That's really why we created it in the first place. We start a new round every 90 days. So if you're hearing this, go to the website, nextleveluniverse.com, and we have the landing page where you can actually hold your spot right now. Even if there's a group going on right now, you can still lock your spot for the next one. The biggest thing that we've seen is as we get closer and closer to the date, unfortunately, some people end up missing. The group fills up and they can't do it, and then they end up regretting that. So please head over to the website. The link will be in the show notes, and we would love to see you there. Somebody asked me on a podcast, they said, what's the most important thing you've done for your growth? And I said that. See my dad, for sure.
Hands down.
Obviously, the years and years and years of self-improvement and that, for sure, and therapy in the past, all of that. But I said, if I could jot it down to, like, what is the most valuable 4 hours I've ever spent? That process, for sure. Because it removes... That's the thing is, whoever you're looking at, let's say it's your parents, they're not any different. Your perspective is different because you understand things differently. That's really what lands for me is I had the opportunity. I was always the kid who, when I became friends with someone, they kind of brought me into their family. All right, I was raised by my mom and my grandmother, not a lot of money, not a normal family. And again, I don't even know what normal is anymore. No, I don't think anybody's normal. Whatever, normal is what you make it, I guess. But I got the opportunity to see a lot of behind the scenes of families. I got the opportunity to be inside of the homes of many people. now, as I look back, I remember one of my friends at the time who had a problem with alcohol for a while. I don't believe they do anymore, but they did. They used to tell me how their mom used to make their dad sleep in the bathtub when he would come home drunk, because he was like a closet alcoholic. Oh, interesting. I never recognized that before. I never knew that. I never saw that. Interesting. Okay, how does that affect you now? Oh, okay. There's other examples of people who were like really, really, really broke, and they made a lot for themselves, but they still, unfortunately, have very scarce mindsets from when they were broke that they pass on to their children. And then their children want to grow and evolve, and they want to do something different, and they want to break free of what they're doing, but their parents struggle to support them in that because they're so used to, no, we grinded and we worked so hard to get us out of that so you wouldn't have to struggle. You wouldn't have to suffer. You wouldn't have to have uncertainty. But it's really hard to recognize that. It's really, really, really hard. This is my honest truth. I don't think it's bad to look back and admit the truth. I don't think it is. I don't think it makes you a bad person. I don't think it means you care about people less. I don't think it means you are trying to hurt someone. I don't think any of that. Now, you don't have to say it publicly, obviously. You don't have to go back to someone and say, hey, upon reflection, this is actually what I think of you now. You don't have to do any of that. But just for your awareness, I think it is super important.
Yeah, I'll give one more example. So imagine you grow up in an environment where you think the world of your caregivers as a kid. They're your heroes. And imagine they're actually very arrogant, they're reckless, and they are alcoholics. Well, that's going to create many blind spots for you in the future. Mm. What are the chances you're going to recognize arrogant alcoholics when where you grew up was, that's just normal for you? So it's almost like you won't value humility. You won't even think you're humble because you didn't know that other people weren't.
Yeah.
It's until Kevin depedestaled his father, until I've gone back to my past and depedestaled everyone and analyzed and assessed everyone on an equal playing field, I couldn't fully embrace my own self-worth. Until you depedestaled him, you couldn't see the full magnitude of how far you've come.
It wasn't even depedestaling him. It was because he was never really on a pedestal. It was more just recognizing, here's the thing, and this was a really good lesson for me. I didn't have any perception of him. So the first time I saw him, I saw all of the truth because I had nothing to compare it to. I never saw him when I was a kid. This was the first time as a man I'm seeing this other man, and it is abundantly clear to me because I never had goggles on. I never had a perception. I don't have any memories of him. So for me, it was, if we were looking at this human as a human we had never met before and we had no bond because we don't, what would we think? That is exactly what I was thinking that day. I was trying to be as cut and dry as possible, as logical as possible, because I think that was important for me to see who this person really was. But most of us don't have that. We don't have those circumstances because we're born and raised around a certain nuclear group of humans. For me, that didn't happen. So when I saw him for the first time, it was just all the truth at once.
One more really good example of this too. I'm working at a golf course. I'm a busboy and I'm a cart kid. And I remember there was a golf pro, and I'll keep it anonymous. And he, when I was a young teenager, I think I was maybe 16. The things that you think are cool at 16 as a young man are very different than when you're 35. So he would talk really, really sexist. He would talk really misogynistic, I guess would be the word. He would say these things about other people that worked there, like these other women that worked there. And he would say, and this guy was married, and he would say these really inappropriate things that when you're 14, 15, 16 years old, you think, oh, that would be so cool to be so cool, quote unquote. When now looking back on those same memories, I'm rewatching the movie of that same memory going, what a dirtbag. And I'm serious. I would never be like that now. He was my age then. And he was acting like that. To impress kids? Dude, I would never be like that. And so the lesson underneath that, rather than just my past, is we can't value ourselves at our true value and the work we've put in until we compare and contrast it to other people. That dude is not a good man. And I can't fully embrace how good of a man I've become unless I look at how not of good men I grew up around. And that is the truth. And so Kevin and I want to become the male role models we never had. That has got to be one of my deepest pains, but also deepest dreams. And this is how you do it. This is how you do it. You look at the hard truths, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, you can't just look at the bad. You have to look at the good too. I was grateful I had a job. I was grateful I was given a job. I was grateful that I was born in a free country. I was great. So you got to look at the good too. But you do. You got to go back and you got to rewatch the movie of your own life because there's so much gold in it. I can rewatch 34 years. And if you don't have a good memory, you're going to have to work on this. But I can rewatch the last 34 years from this new sense of awareness, and I can reinvest it into my 35th year by making better choices than them, better choices than I used to make. And I think it's going to be tremendous when you look back and realize how far you've come.
You are 35 years of age.
But I'm in my 35th year.
Okay.
Well, technically, this would be my 36th year, right? Because I'm already 35, so yeah. This
that's
is technically
my
36th year. Yeah.
I was going to say, you're 35 and I'm 34, so you have 35 years technically. I think.
To look back on. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Strong word.
But I don't remember when I was a little peanut, so maybe I have like 30 years. I don't remember.
Well, self-concept
I don't remember a lot.
Comes around anywhere between 12 and 18 months is when you start to look in the mirror and realize, oh, this is Kevin. This is me. This is
yeah,
Kevin.
But I don't remember that.
No. You ever see your cats looking in the mirror going, this is me? I'm Fudge?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That's self-concept.
They don't really seem too interested in it.
You don't or they don't?
They don't. I'm super interested in it.
Yeah.
I'm the ultimate cat dad. I'm interested in everything they do. If I could just follow them around all day, I'm going to put a little camera on them.
I have two cats, man. I am also.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. How many times are you taking your cats to the vet?
One.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah. Get on my level, son. All right, we got to go.
All right.
We both have meetings after this. Again, heavy one. Sit with this one. It doesn't mean you have to do anything different. I just think it's awesome to have the opportunity to look back and just be more honest. Nothing has to change. Maybe your perspective changes, and that's awesome. Maybe you look back and maybe you have more appreciation for your parents.
I have one.
That's another one.
That is another one.
Quick,
that is very true. That might be the case.
Yeah.
I have one more thing I need to share. This is a
very quick.
I will go very quickly, I promise.
Okay.
The other piece of this, when you look back, you are going to notice things you never noticed before. You're going to make connections you never made before. It's going to free you in some capacity. You're going to see yourself more accurately. What did you say right before I interrupted you? You were saying, go ahead.
Nothing has to change. Your perspective has changed. It could, your parents might, your caretakers, the people around you might actually be better than you remember. He's lost it.
I lost it.
We switched from 10 a.m. to 11, from 11 to 10. Our brains are not used to this.
What is the main takeaway from this for you? Because I feel like I have a main takeaway and it's right there on the tip of my brain.
Nothing is probably the way you thought it was. It was different. Better or worse, that's up to you. When you look back now, I think you're probably going to see everything different, and I think that will empower you, regardless of what the perspective is.
What would be my main takeaway? You'll understand yourself, other people, and the world more accurately. And when you do, you'll make better choices for your own future. And now that you are understanding the cycles of your past, you'll be able to break the negative ones and reconstruct your own future based on your own choices. Because a lot of this stuff is unconscious. Maybe you didn't choose to overreact like your mom or dad did. But now that you know that's what they did, now you can recognize it in yourself and then change it.
Fire. All right. Tomorrow, for episode number 1704, similar to this episode, but different in many ways, what would younger you think of you today? I was on a podcast and I asked the host this question. I said, let me flip the script on you. I gotta ask you a question. And the host was, it was powerful. They started crying. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful conversation. So I want to do an episode on that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. Grateful for each and every one of you. And at NLU, we do not have fans. We have family. We will talk to you all tomorrow.
Go back and face your past. Next Level Nation.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Next Level University. We love connecting with the Next Level family.
We mean it when we say family. If you ever need anything, please reach out to us directly. Everything you need to get a hold of us is in the show notes.
Thank you again, and we will talk to you tomorrow.